Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode is just a little look back at Aaron's journey with a little show called Schmigadoon, which will be hitting the stage at the Kennedy Center starting this weekend. And it's been about a year since it was first announced that Schmigadoon would not be renewed by Apple TV for season 3, and that announcement definitely came as a shock and sparked a lot of emotions from fans of the show. The show itself was so unique in the way that it honored the different eras of musicals. And as we know, season 1, it focused on musicals of the 1940s and 1950s, and Aaron played our rapscallion Danny Bailey and gave audiences the gift of his You Can't Tame Me. Personally, for me, he didn't have enough screen time in season 1 as Danny Bailey, which is part of why I think I prefer season 2. That, and I like the 1960s and 1970s era of musicals for season 2 better. But season 1 of Schmigadoon, that was a bright spot during the heart of the pandemic when everything, including live theater, was just shut down. And Aaron has said that a silver lining to everything being shut down was that Cinco Paul and the production team for Schmigadoon, they were able to get this incredible cast that they did, including Aaron and Kristen Chenoweth and Martin Cumming, just to name a few, because everybody was available. And we all know Aaron's audition story for Schmigadoon by now, where he was told he did not need to sing during his audition, but he recognized reading the script that it was Carousel, like he was reading a version of Carousel. So after he finished his scenes, he ad-libbed right into If I Love You. And he said that by doing that, it demonstrated to Cinco that Aaron understood what the show was trying to do and how it was going to play into those golden age musicals. Aaron understood the assignment, which of course he did. But in season 2, as Topher, Aaron had a much bigger role and more screen time, which of course is always a good thing for those of us that are fans of his. And he had so many funny lines and moments and facial expressions in season 2, including his sour macaroon encounter, and then when he said that line that was like, sometimes when one cheek is slapped, you have to turn the other cheek and let that person slap you again. And Dove's character was like, no, honey, that's not it. And of course, there's his now infamous doorway to wear dance. Not to mention the Topher wig. And I remember seeing in an interview with Aaron and Cinco and Dove, and they said that the first time that they saw Aaron all done up in a wig, they threw so many compliments at him to help him feel good and feel confident. But I love the approach that Aaron has to costumes and hair and makeup. And he has said that when his makeup when he's got that makeup on, or he has a wig on, or he's in a period like costume, like he was for Les Miserables, all of that does so much of the work for him as an actor. He doesn't have to imagine where he is or who he has to be, because that's been done for him through the work of makeup artists and costume designers. In 2023, Aaron performed his concert at the Bushnell, and he included a Schmigadoon segment on his set list. And he told his audition story before he transformed back into Danny Bailey for You Can't Tame Me. And after that, he said that after season 1 happened, he heard there was going to be a season 2, and he said, well, what the H are they gonna do? And Brian at the piano laughed and called him out for staying in character in that moment. And it was so funny, because it kind of snapped Aaron back, being like, what? But he talked about Schmicago, and he told us all to imagine him in his big, fluffy Topher wig as he performed Doorway to Wear. And after he finished that song, he talked to the audience about what could be next for the show.
In It's not announced yet, so you guys just keep this quiet. But between just us couple friends here, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a season three. Yeah! Also, I'm on strike, so I definitely can't say that. But I think there's a good chance. I think there's a good chance. But I'm not saying what it's going to be, okay? What is it?
Schmickin
is like, we got like three more seasons before we get to Schmickin, right? We can do Les Miserables. We can do Schmint. Schint? Schrint? I don't know how that one works.
Neither do I.
No, okay.
It was actually pretty crazy because, as you heard at the start of that clip, he mentioned the writer's strike and how, because of that, he probably shouldn't even be talking about Schmigadoon. But then at the end of his concert, when he came out for the encore, he announced that he had just gotten word off stage that the writer's strike had ended, which was huge news. Like, it all just happened in that time period. But, I mean, then just about 2 months later, the news that Apple TV was not going to renew Schmigadoon for season 3 broke and people had feelings. And it hit even harder because it came out that season 3 was already written. It was ready to go. And throughout this past year, Cinco Paul has been dropping hints about what season 3 would have been about. Over the summer, he shared that it would have been called Into the Schmutz. So it would have included musicals of the 80s and 90s, and this season would have included components of musicals such as Little Shop of Horrors, Rent, Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables, and Merrily We Roll Along, like just to name a few. And then a couple weeks ago, Theater Mania made a post of some more details, sharing that Alan Cumming's character would have been a mix of like Valjean and the Phantom. Patrick Page would have been a voice of the Schmigadoon version of Audrey, and Martin Short was going to be like the Goblin King-esque character. And it was also revealed that the Princess Bride would have been mixed in there as well, because it was more of following that fantasy world type of setting. The ideas and plans that have been revealed, they sound interesting and exciting, and I know that there are so many who are holding out hope that one day another network or streaming service will pick up Schmigadoon and give it a new home and a new life. And I know I'm not the only one who would love to find out what kind of role Aaron would take on in season 3. And hopefully he would have as much, if not more, screen time than he did in season 2. But anyway, it's exciting that Schmigadoon has a chance to shine on stage at the Kennedy Center from January 31st through February 9th, and I'm sure audiences who will see it will be in for such a treat. And fingers crossed that somehow, some way, Schmigadoon Season 3 becomes a reality. But thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. And for more fun Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and still on TikTok at tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 113. I will love you.